Gonna do is gonna be, this is Miss Halim, H-A-L-I-M-A, Halima Mandan, M-A-D-A-N. Let's see, that is Madani, Madani, M-A-D-A-N-I, that's the last name, first name is H-A-L-I-M-A. Date of birth, hang on 1 second. Date of birth is 8/15/46. Today is 9/2/2023. This is a 77-year-old woman, originally from Pakistan. Him and his kids, her kids used to live in New York and Long Island. They moved here about a year ago. Mrs. Halima, just put Halima, had a history of brain injury. Grandson states, associated with dementia and Huntington's disease. The initial injury happened in 2014. Since then, patient has become obtundant, opens eyes to deep stimuli only. Patient has contractures of the lower extremity, contractures upper extremity, has a PEC tube in place, receives Jevedis 2 cal per cc, has a Foley catheter in place. He's been cared for by hospice in New York, nursing home in New York, and long-term care arm of the Medicaid at home in New York, but now they're looking for hospice care here in Houston, since her condition appears to have worsened, period. Patient has no history of hypertension, no history of diabetes, does not take any medications, allergy, none. Social marriage, 8 kids, surgery, no recent surgery. I had some kind of stent placed in her femoral artery years ago. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. She was infected with COVID in New York, but she got over. Family history, mom, the parents died in Pakistan of old age. Miss Halima is quite obtundant. He doesn't respond to me. Her blood pressure is 110/90, pulse is 88, respiration 22. Heart positive 2, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa with an lesion. There's no evidence of the cubitus ulcer, contractures of the lower extremity, noted at the knees, contractures upper extremity, noted at the wrist. Patient is at 45-degree angle, Foley catheter is in place, PEC tube is in place, both sides are clean. Just a medication, none. I think I did assessment. Here we have under social, put down no history of smoking or drinking in the past. Here we have a 77-year-old woman with most likely Huntington's, chorea, dementia, history of brain injury. Requiring end-stage hospice care at home. The family would like the patient to die at home. They do not want the patient to go back to nursing home, as they had a terrible experience in New York City, period. Patient is obtundent, has a Foley catheter, has a PEG tube, has contractures. Patient does not respond to pain, has lost weight, only responds to deep pain. Patient has lost weight, is anemic, family's history, has protein calorie malnutrition, and what looks like a stage one decubitus ulcer in her sacrum, in the mid-sacrum. Quick past medical history, also history of pneumonia once since 2014, since she became obtunded. And then come back to assessment. Overall prognosis is poor. Patient is hospice appropriate. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.